Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Silver and Black Pride. This is my weekly Raiders podcast. Thanks for having me. This is, you know what this is? It's game week, because that's what it is. How about that? Game week. Pretty exciting. 6 days away. Gotta wait one extra day because Monday Night Football. But it is the season. A lot of fun. A lot to talk about. What we're going to do here is we're going to talk about some news and notes. Roster maneuvering as always. And then wrap up the show with what to expect from that game. Against the Ravens, who are really good in week one. It's big news. There's always big news with this team. Tanner Muse is a former Raider. Got cut on Monday. Didn't get claimed on Tuesday. Goes to the Seattle Seahawks practice squad shortly after clearing waivers. Our friend of the show, Vinny Bonsignor of the Las Vegas Review Journal reported that he did have an opportunity to stay with the Raiders practice squad, but he felt it was a better opportunity with Seattle. You know, hey, fresh start. When there's a relationship like that you know, a third-round pick, and then you cut him the next year, it's probably best for that player to move on. And it's not a great look for the Raiders. I mean, the second, third-round pick from that class joins Lynn Bowden Jr., who was traded to Miami last September on cutdown day. Doesn't even play one snap in the regular season with the Raiders. Muse was hurt all last year. Remember, a couple weeks ago, we heard how good he's looking. That's what scares me about camp in general. You don't really know. Running around a practice field in shorts and, you know, light shells. Some people may think the guy looks good, but the team obviously did it, and I think it's a cop-out to say, okay, well, he wasn't a Gus Bradley fit, so we let him go. That's not how you build football teams. You know, you draft players with the hopes that they outlast coaching staffs. Coaching staffs often only last a few years in the NFL. But a third-round pick, you'd like him to be there a while. So good players are good players. You fit them in. He was not a good pick. That's what it was. He struggled last year in camp, and it wasn't a good pick. And that's on Mayock and Gruden. Gotta get better on that. Keep chasing your tail with these misses. You're not going to build anything. So, chalk it up and move on. But, you know, not awesome. Marquell Lee, a fifth-round pick a few years ago. He's a Raider practice squatter. Peyton Barber, who they signed early this week, third down back, gives them some extra room at running back. Yeah, man, they visited with Dante Foreman, who hadn't played since 2019. Kerryon Johnson, they worked out. So don't be surprised that by the time you hear this, you know, show that there's another running back in the program, whether it's practice squad or regular, on the 53-man. Josh Jacobs hasn't practiced the last 2 games. There wasn't any information on that. Vinny also reported that he expects Josh to practice on Thursday. We'll see. If he practices on Thursday, it's all good. Richie Incognito didn't practice. He's been out for 19 days since hurting a calf right before the Rams game. But again, get him to practice on Thursday. They have an extra day. Practice day this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So perhaps he'll be ready. You know, if not, we're going to see John Simpson, another young guy, against a good defensive line, right? You know, they need Richie healthy with this all the young guys. And it's a little scary because he's 38 years old and he missed 14 and a half games last year. Guy, we hurt in week two, and now he's hurt again. So, you know, it's kind of a little nervy. What else? Practice squad guys like Madre Harper, who was on the Giants last year after he was I think the Giants claimed him, and then he was cut this year. He's cornerback. Trey Rogas, B.J. Emmons, they cut from the practice squad. So I mean, there's 69 guys in the program, and he's not even good enough to be in that. That's no knock on him. It's just a reminder of what happens in the preseason, because he was the preseason standout. Doesn't mean Shinola in September. It nothing. Mike Mayock said last week that Mr. Amik Robertson got his swagger back after struggling last year. I want to see how much he plays. I want to see how much Arnett plays. I want to see these guys do well. KJ Wright is a Raider. Finally happened. He's going to play a lot. He's going to play this week. They restructured some deals to get him. You know, this team's got some older guys all of a sudden, and Wright and McCoy and Perryman. Perryman's not that old, though. He's only been in the league 6 years. It makes you wonder why they felt the need for these guys late in the year. So, you know, I think the young guys at some of these positions weren't quite as good as they were hoping. And, you know, particularly linebacker, and Divine Diablo, he was hurt a lot, so let's not, you know, throw him away quite yet. But we just saw what happened with Muse, and that's the reason why they got older there. They felt they needed guys. They got six former Gus Bradley players. The Bradley Bunch, I stole that from a Twitter follower. I gave him props. But, yeah, that's what you want to see, because it's got, you know, comfortable guys. He's comfortable with these guys. But there's some age. Morrow and Richard and White and Tayshaun Nixon all on the injured reserve for at least 3 weeks. Dellen Levitt is back safety. Keelan Doss, you know, Alameda guy, Oakland kid. You know, Alameda is where the Raiders facility was, right off the shadows of the stadium. He goes to the Falcons practice squad. See if he has some luck there. Good luck to him. So that's kind of caught you up on there. Let's spend the rest of the show. And, you know, I don't like going long. I just go in, get out, hopefully make you a smarter Raider fan and move on. Here's some keys to this game. You know, they don't have any running backs right now. Dobson's out for the year. I think they're light on running backs. I think they're getting the Ravens at a good time, health-wise. They got some key guys hurt. But the Ravens are really good starting the season. The last 4 or 5 years, they've just blown doors on opponents. So John Harbaugh gets his team ready. They've won 20 straight games in the preseason. I'm not saying that's going to play any matter at all in that game, but what it does, it means that this team is in win mode all the time. And it's, you know, it's an upper level team. It's a big game for the Raiders. But make Lamar, and he's got to be rusty, just like Derek Carr, make him take over. Challenge him. Because load up against the running back, just say, hey, we're coming against you. And if you can contain him from making big runs, they got a shot. They got a shot anyways. You got to block well. You got to establish the run game. You got to get the crowd into this game early. And just really be out physical a physical team. You know, I mean, again, the offense is going to be rusty. The Raiders' offense is going to be rusty. Not many people played in the preseason. Goes for defense, too. But you got to shake that rust off right away. And I have a feeling this might be a lower-scoring game, relatively speaking. The over-under is 51. The Ravens are 4.5-point favorites. I would say this game's going to go around 44 or so. Maybe 24-20 or something like that. So, points may be at a premium. And I think it's going to be an interesting game. But I think the keys are shaking off the rust and really not letting Lamar Jackson you. If you know what I mean. You can't let him play the game he wants to play. You have to say, hey, we're shutting everybody down around you, and we're coming after you, and we're shutting you down. And that's going to be a hell of a statement by Gus Bradley. Do not let Lamar Jackson be Lamar Jackson. Take him away. If you can do that, and you can make some plays on offense, this could be a real fun first game with fans in Allegiant Stadium in the regular season. So there you go. There you have it. There's your preview. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the game. Be safe. If you go, have a blast. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Come to the site every day. Me and my staff, B.D. Williams, Marcus Johnson, Matt Holder, they're all there, and they all do great work, and they do podcasts, and they're not as annoying sounding as I am, and there you go. Thanks for having me, everybody. This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride. You take it easy.